Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. I'd like to introduce Judy from the US, and she was diagnosed with sympathetic autonomic nervous system disorder due to chronic PTSD and trauma. Thank you for joining us today, Judy.
Thank you.
So could you tell us, how old were you when you noticed you were experiencing problems with your health?
I didn't know. Now looking back, I think my mental health was a factor because I grew up in a sick family, basically. Mm-hmm. So, physically, I really wasn't a sick child.
Right.
But I was like in the middle of a lot of trauma in mm-hmm. the family, a lot. And I guess it affected me since I was younger. My mother like really involved me in her life. She told me she was going to commit suicide and she would be bulimic and it was just like a mess. It was till she passed. Mm-hmm. And, I think as a child, I was very distraught. It just affected me. I see pictures of myself where I have like dark circles under my eyes from when I was little. Mm-hmm. So, it's like to the extent of it, it's just like I'm so far past it, but it was, I was in constant turmoil mm-hmm. and neglected. So, I really think that it had an effect on me.
And what about your teenage years?
In my teenage years, I was just, I think I tied myself to people that I shouldn't have tied myself to. I was over empathetic, just did what people wanted me to do, wanted people to like me, felt ugly when I was told the opposite. It was like, I look back at it now and that's just the way I was. I had no self-esteem. I was a mess. I was this person that everybody came and talked to, but I didn't have anybody to talk to and I wouldn't. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed, really.
Okay.
I buried everything.
And how old were you when you got married?
I was 25.
Mm-hmm. And how was your health at that point?
My health was fine. Actually, I haven't had a fever since I was 22. The neurologist actually added in that he thinks that I had an immune disorder also. And I didn't understand because I said I was checked for autoimmune and it was negative, but he told me, no, it was an immune disorder, which is, he says, you can't check for that. And I think I understand now a little bit more, mm-hmm. but, yeah, so, yeah, it was a mental issue. Then, like I said, since I was 22, I haven't had a fever, but, I see that like certain things, especially with this disease, it regulates your temperature. So my temperature always was like 96. It regulates your blood pressure. When I was a teenager, every month it was extremely painful. And during those pain periods, my blood pressure would dive down, my heart would race, I would sweat, and I would almost pass out. And this is just the way my life was. I would just, my blood pressure always took a dive, and but it felt like my heart was racing out of control. I was always very dizzy. I see that even as a youth, I felt full fast, couldn't consume liquids, but I didn't know any better. That was me. I was over concerned about my weight. I just, because I was heavy at one point and then lost weight and people treated me different. And I was just, I've always been consumed about, like, I had no self-esteem, no self-worth. Mm-hmm. I see that now. And then just life was on. As I got older, I was over empathetic. I was just like, I would take care of everybody and I couldn't untie myself to them. I'm thinking back, I can't believe the way I was, until this pill. I wrote something on the website just saying, like, it's not even half of what I felt. I downplayed everything, molestation, rape, everything.
Mm-hmm. So before you started LDN, what would you say your health was like?
Okay, so I got to a point where I downplayed everything and I absorbed pain and I would go to the gym and just accept that I would like almost pass out afterwards. But then I got pain in my neck, like really bad. I couldn't ignore. And I heard cracking in my skull and even my husband heard it from the outside. Mm-hmm. And nerve pain like shot down my arm to my trigger finger. So I went to, and my hips were always inflamed, but I just absorbed it and I went to the gym. So I went to physical therapy and I did about 15 sessions of that. And then my other side, I had an MRI on my neck and it said bone spurs, and my other side, had my bicep tendon inflamed. So they gave me, they did an ultrasound guided, saw it was inflamed and gave me a cortisone shot. And, that didn't help. The only thing that helped me was, I was prescribed gabapentin at night. So all I took was gabapentin and I took Xanax for 36 years to sleep because I never got tired. I would rev up at night. This is after kids. If I didn't sleep, for days, my body would get tight and I would have heart racing. My hair was falling out, like in clumps, and they just said panic attacks and alopecia anxiety and gave me Paxil. And it still was falling out today, breaking off, but now it's not. Now it's growing in. I just thought it was just like regular breakage now, but now I see the new growth, and my husband is just doesn't see as much hair in the drain. Mm-hmm. I thought all this was normal. I thought certain things were cosmetic. Like I put on the site, my feet, people can't believe it, but my feet were blue all the time. My toes started getting numb. My right foot started turning out. My eyes were always dilated. I think pain wise, I hit a wall. But at least I got some relief from the gabapentin at first before the LDN. Mm-hmm. So
when you started LDN, how long did it take before you noticed improvements in those symptoms?
Well, I just couldn't believe it. In like 3 weeks, that my feet, what I thought was normal, started turning a regular color. And I didn't think that was possible. I just thought these were my legs. When I took that picture that I put on the site, I took that picture, just sent it to my husband because my toes were numb, but I thought it was the shoes but he even like didn't panic because those were my feet, you know, all the time. Mm-hmm. So 3 weeks it cleared, like physical things started clearing up. I had stomach paralysis. I couldn't go to the bathroom. I always used certain things to go to the bathroom. I woke up, I started going to the bathroom. I started drinking fluids easier. I didn't know that, like, that was not my normal. I wasn't full as fast, and I've been like that all my life, like just extended full. Everything physically started changing, even my depth perception, my eyes. It was like, but most of all, I got like really like nervous because I didn't know what was going on. I buried a lot. I had strong reactions. I see people wouldn't know this because I would joke around, but I cared about how people felt. Everything got to me. I just like it really, I couldn't control my reactions, but I didn't voice them. I didn't communicate. And all of a sudden I'm just being like, nothing bothers me. It's very strange. I just like went from one extreme to the other, but without trying, like without working on myself, not knowing that there was something wrong. Mm-hmm. So physically I started changing. Mentally, it was like just so sudden. It was very, very strange. My husband actually said, I think you have PTSD. And I got angry and upset because that's what military people have, not me. No, I was embarrassed. So, you know, so it just went like that. And after I saw the physical changes, well, it took me a while to get adjusted to this because I was like driven by anxiety. Like my father had Alzheimer's. I was afraid I was going in that direction, but I think it was the opposite. I was so clear-minded when I didn't even know I was foggy before. Mm-hmm. And I went into the city, New York, with my husband to see a play with my daughter and her boyfriend. And I was in the theater with them, and I was still taking low-dose naltrexone, but I was in the theater, and the theater was extremely cold, and like everybody was cold, you know, but when I came out, I had this reaction where my insides felt weak and I've never felt this way before. I've trembled before and I used to tremble all the time, but my insides felt like they were going to come out. And now I see it while I was getting used to this. And because of this condition, my temperature dove 93, like in the house and in the theater, it must've gone like dropped. Because I've actually had hypothermia before, but this was severe. This was this, I felt like I must have been going into shock. But that's all I can explain to. And every day it took a while for me to get adjusted to it. Because I just felt very strange for months and also not myself. And I was communicating. There were things that just lifted that I didn't even know were there. And, it scared me. Even sleep was so unnatural to me. And now I was tired. I was never tired before. I was all hyped up. So physically, even my friend said I drive better. I was like on and off with the gases. My depth perception was off. I was always on guard. I see that now. Mentally, it was hard to get used to because I was just I became such a different person than I was. And now I can look back and I don't feel like my past. I feel like I know I was my past. I woke up and I was also somebody who was a compulsive shopper. I woke up and I looked around. I couldn't believe what I had. I just started getting rid of things. I didn't have that feeling of needing stuff. Mm-hmm. It just like, that's a normal person, but I didn't know I was abnormal. Mm-hmm. I always blame things on, you know, just cosmetic or whatever. But as I was getting better, if somebody upset me, I can feel the tops of my feet tingle. My stomach was regurgitating. And I actually came home from being upset, shaking. And I actually went to the bathroom. I poured blood from my rectum. It was, and I thought, well, maybe those are hemorrhoids, but no, it was just my whole nervous system affecting my nerves. My feet were tingling back up. They were cold. It was just, my reactions were still getting, I was getting used to it. It was, mm-hmm. It was quite a ride.
So
it was really,
what is your health like now, Judy?
It is like never before. My husband's a firefighter and he's also on the medicine because when I was getting used to it, I can't explain it. He was like, I see that he didn't take social cues and that was part of my like marriage thing. So he went to the doctor, he put on the medicine. He's totally different. Now I am so totally different. I'm easygoing. I drink fluids and eat different. I have a self-esteem. I see that I must have lived my life as being nervous. I would never have been able to do this with you. I was just nervous. I see that I was depressed. I feel what normal people feel. You know, this condition, it makes your swallowing, like choking, like all your natural reflexes they don't work, the things that people don't think about. And I look back and I see that I would choke on food as a younger child. Like it was just because this nervous system, everything that works that you don't think of, your eyesight, your swallowing, your temperature, your heart racing, your stomach, I was reading chronic kidney disease because I couldn't take in fluids like a normal person. It took me a whole day to drink a little bottle of water. And now I see it now that that's not normal, but I didn't know it before. Mm-hmm. So, even I was given medical marijuana and I was just like, when I was in pain, I would try to smoke it and it would, marijuana always made me crazy, but it made my pain heighten. And I felt like an Alzheimer's patient. And this is like, I, I got a severe reaction from medical marijuana. And now since I've been on low dose naltrexone, it is totally different than my whole life. It just calms me, go to sleep. Before it used to make my whole body shake. It has changed, something in my body has changed my whole life. And I find it amazing because I didn't even know anything was wrong with me. Mm-hmm. I'm more comfortable with myself. I have a strong sense of self. I never had it before. I like my own company. I see myself different. I don't see myself ugly anymore. My body's totally different. I have very, I like people more. I don't have those, I speak my mind. Mm-hmm. And it sounds strange, but I never did. I always buried it. I would always listen to people. I was afraid they wouldn't like me. So, yeah, everything has changed.
We've come to the end, Judy. But what a remarkable story from you having a life that didn't run, your body didn't work as it should do, and now you feel that you are normal, whatever normal is.
Yeah.
But that's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, that is, it's amazing. It is amazing, really. I'm just so grateful that if I didn't walk into that doctor, if I didn't find you guys, I don't even know what would become of me. Mm-hmm. So,
thank you so much for sharing your experience with us.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate it.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines, and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.